For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Something there is that doesn't love a golf course. Millennials, mainly. People aren't buying memberships to exclusive country clubs like they used to. And next month, Germantown Country Club will be closing after 50 years. Now, those 18 holes add up to a lot of green space in this small city, and real estate vultures are now circling. Corinne Kennedy, who covers the suburb for the Commercial Appeal, is with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Corinne, what happened here? Did Germantown just run out of young duffers?
You know, that's a funny way to put it, but maybe. The bigger question seems to be the financial issues with the club. So the longtime owners passed away, and the club was put into a trust after that. And essentially a letter sent out last week told club members that they needed to find something new to do with this club because they couldn't financially justify keeping it as the private country club that it has been for the past couple decades.
So now the question is what to do with all this land, right?
Yeah, so the club is about 178 acres. So it's a big chunk of land right inside Germantown. And in a conversation I recently had with the city administrator, he says that the city is almost completely built out. So there's just not a lot of land left to build on in Germantown, essentially. So something like this coming open could be a huge deal for developers. And the mayoral race last November kind of circled on that issue as well.
And we have to say that Mayor Mike Palazzolo won the last election by a very slim margin. And one of the big debates was about how the city needs to grow, what to build, apartments versus single family homes. Why is this so contentious?
Essentially, there's kind of two splits in Germantown. So there's people who believe growth is good for the city, and that encompasses, you know, multiple types of growth. That means having apartment homes, single family homes, as well as developing more retail and commercial space. There's other people who believe things are good where it's at, and why fix something if it's not broke? The city doesn't need to be building more because Germantown's great the way it is.
Cities like Memphis are right now focused on creating more urban density, especially in the downtown area. We've seen a lot of growth, many apartment buildings going up right now. Has Mayor Palazzolo said he wants to see the same thing for this golf course?
No, he's actually come out in strong opposition to that for this golf course property in particular. So he issued a statement, I believe, the day after the club closing was made public, and said that he will adamantly oppose any type of apartments or condos proposed for this. He said, ideally, he would like to keep it as a golf course. But if that's not possible, perhaps single family homes.
In some ways, you can't talk about Germantown real estate without talking about public schools.
Yes.
What is the underlying discussion about housing and the municipal schools there?
This has been a big discussion for people in Germantown, and a lot of the concerns people have expressed over apartments is that it would encourage more people to move into Germantown and put their kids in Germantown schools. Germantown Municipal School District obviously broke off from Shelby County Schools about 5 years ago, and it is, by any metric, a very good school district. So there is a lot of incentive for parents to want to get their kids into a Germantown school. But this has left people in Germantown feeling like maybe their schools are getting overcrowded with students who aren't from Germantown. The fear is that building more and more apartments, people can move into Germantown to get their kids into Germantown schools. And, you know, those people wouldn't be necessarily Germantown residents, maybe. Maybe the apartment's something they have on the side just to get their kids in the school, or maybe they're lower income families moving from other parts of Shelby County into Germantown.
So what are the next steps for this property?
So after the club closes February 28th, that's the last time that it'll be open to country club patrons, it'll go up for sale, whether that be through kind of the normal real estate mechanisms or through an auction. It's not clear at this point. And then presumably someone will buy the property and decide what to do with it. That could mean carrying on as a country club or a golf course. Also, you know, there's the possibility of single family homes. This property is currently zoned residential, so it has the proper zoning for building single family homes. If someone wanted to take this and say, oh, I want to make it into a commercial space, they would have to ask the city to rezone the property. And at that time, it doesn't seem likely. So the next steps really are for the current owners to sell the property and for the new owner to propose some type of development, which will have to go through the city first through the Planning Commission and then up to the Board of Mayor and Aldermen eventually.
So then this could be a long process and not an overnight subdivision popping up in Germantown.
Yeah, this would very likely be a very long process. Developments like this can take years, sometimes even a decade, and cost millions and millions of dollars. So nothing's going to be happening on this overnight.
Corinne Kennedy is the Germantown reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And this is WKNO News.